producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, as many of you guys know, I was out because of the Jewish holiday. And I don't pretend to be Jewish. I am, you know. It was where you had to fast for 24, although Google said 25 hours. So I had to change it to 25 hours. Thank God for Google. Didn't realize I was doing it wrong all these years. And it's Yom Kippur, okay? It's not called the fasting holiday, Yom Kippur. And, it was very rough for me. The fast was easy. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't thirsty. It was actually pretty easy. I could have probably gone 30 hours. I don't know what it was. And it was about 100 degrees yesterday. For some reason, that wasn't the hard part. The hard part, which I think a lot of us kind of have when it comes to us groaning when we have to go to temple or church, is the fact that you had to be reminded of how you're not as good a person as you think you are, okay? You know, like if I reflect throughout the year and go, yeah, you know, God's happy with me, I'll probably go to heaven, during this time of year, it's when you look and you go, uh-oh. I didn't realize that could come back and haunt me. And I've already kind of talked to you guys at length about what, you know, we as Jewish people do during this time to, you know, look back and atone for our sins. We're supposed to be spending 10 days to reflect on what we've done. Man, I needed to spend 30 years and, didn't even, touch it. So, I only want to say a quick little thing about this. A lot of us, when we have a medical issue, for example, I'll have patients, okay? And when they get a cancer diagnosis or when they're fighting something serious, that's when many of them start to pray. And I stress the word start. And I'm not saying, you know, everybody needs to take up religion. If you don't believe in God or you don't believe in religion, that's your choice. I'm not, you know, here to change your mind. But what I am here to say is if you do have faith, don't wait till the last minute to pray. All right. I see many of you people do that. You know, some of, you know, I walk into a room. I'm like, hi, you know, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I'm your doctor. And then they start to pray. I'm like, look, okay, first of all, my being your doctor isn't that bad. Okay. I mean, you know, you don't have, do you really have to pray? Do you really have to be so dramatic? But, it's frustrating. You know, the reason why I love prayer and I love spirituality, no matter what religion you are, is because you get this inner peace and you kind of have a vision, and a focus of what your life means, what your life means to others, and what your next journey's going to be. I think that's very, very valuable rather than, you know, panicking and having a chaotic, aura around what you're suffering. You know, everybody says, you know, if you let's say, are in a body of water and there's a shark, don't start panicking and flailing your legs, etc. Focus. Now, I took that, my kid took that driver's edge course that's offered, you know, to teach kids not to panic while driving. They go, you're in the middle of a skid. Don't start panicking and flailing your arms and going, oh, Lord, have mercy, whatever. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. Find where you want to go. Focus on that. And the car will turn. Your arms will turn towards that focus point. And so staying focused is great. And if you don't believe in God or that's fine, too. Focus on something that will allow you to go through that path easier. And I think it's a much better way to psychologically deal with things. You know, I mean, we have a patient right now. I think it's minor. You know, he had some gynecomastia. He had some elevated breast tissue, some enlarged breast tissue. So I ran a prolactin hormone level on him, and it was high. And prolactin is a hormone that could cause male breast largeness, gynecomastia. And then I ordered a MRI of the brain to see if his pituitary, right, organ in the brain that produces a lot of hormones, was enlarged or growing a microadenoma, a little tumor. And we found it. Okay, it's benign. Usually these things are benign. Nothing to panic over. But, you know, he was very, very concerned. Not only was he concerned that he had the, you know, possible tumor in the brain, but he had breast enlargement. That really concerned him as well. Why is this happening to me? What did I do? You know, I was a bad person. First of all, yes, you can reflect, but don't start blaming.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We have deaths by cucumber. We have contaminated cucumbers that have already killed 3 people. Why are cucumbers so deadly? One of my least favorite vegetables, by the way, but speaking of fruits and vegetables, not all fruits and vegetables help you lose weight. We'll talk about which ones do. Another study has come out saying if you take your blood pressure medicines at night, it may help prevent type 2 diabetes just by taking the blood pressure medicine at night. That's pretty interesting. It was interesting to me. Value of e-cigs and smoking cessation. We have a stance here by the USPSTF, the United States Preventive Task Force. And their stance is it's still unknown. All right. So we still have a big question mark on whether e-cigs help you for smoking cessation, which really doesn't help us make clear any more on the subject, but that's okay. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show. A lot of people to make fun of here, especially when it comes to the government and their regulations and their recommendations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, while I was on break, one of you had called in asking me to talk about man boobs and how men get them. Can we not call them man boobs? They're not called man boobs. They're called male breast gynecomastia. Okay? Gynecomastia. There's no double O or boob in that. Gynecomastia, very, very common. Okay? We see a lot of young boys going through puberty. We see men who are overweight. Fat is going to deposit where it wants to deposit. Okay? You're going to have areas in your neck fat will deposit. You'll get fat under your arms, get wobbly arms. We women know that all too well. You get fat in your buttock area. You'll get fat in your abdominal area. And many times you'll have fat deposition around your pectoralis muscles in the chest type area and in the breast area. Okay? So male breast enlargement can happen for a variety of reasons. Okay? Usually, it's a hormonal issue. So you'll see some boys going through puberty. Hormone levels start to shift, and then you start to see some enlargement in the breast area. Many times that goes away, okay, as the estrogen is rising and the testosterone is rising, and there's these shifts, and then the fat deposition. Many boys will gain weight during before it was preschool, like high school or middle school, high school. Now I'm seeing these kids in grade school because puberty has shifted where these boys are starting younger. So you'll see 10-year-old boys start to pudge out. And you're like, why? My kid's 10. He's too young for puberty. Puberty starting early and a few years before, many of them start getting heavy. You'll see this with girls too. All of a sudden, they'll start becoming more square and a little bit boxy before they get that growth spurt where they get tall and start to develop breasts, etc. So we see this a lot of times with puberty, okay? Then as men's testosterone starts to fall, as they start to get older, that can also cause enlargement of glands in the breasts. You add the fatty tissue and it looks like you have breasts. Fat cells make small amounts of estrogen, so the more fat you have, the more estrogen. Okay? Now, not all breast tissue for males mean it's fat. Okay? I sometimes get nervous about thyroid issues, so I look at your thyroid. Sometimes liver cirrhosis, problems with your liver, could be a sign. I get very concerned when I see teenagers come in with it because, you know, it could be due to pot. Marijuana could accelerate that. Some of them taking steroids. We've also found that Tagamet, remember the stomach acid suppressant Tagamet? We have seen some gynecomastia with that. Their spironolactone, which is a potassium-sparing diuretic, we'll use for some cardiac patients. Sometimes men that take that, you will see some breast development, even some medication used for prostate cancer. As we start to stop testosterone being produced, sometimes you lose that checks and balances with the hormones, and unfortunately you could get breast enlargement. Abusing alcohol is a biggie. So not only is a bad liver or cirrhosed liver, alcohol-induced cirrhosed liver could cause breast development or just drinking too much alcohol. So whenever you, you know, think that you have a concern, and then, of course, you know, if it's one-sided, even though you can have a bilateral breast cancer, one-sided growth of a breast, we're going to mammogram you. And we do mammogram men. You know, I know a lot of men don't tell their buddies about it, but it's, look, a mammogram's a test. Okay, women don't own the mammogram. Okay? A mammogram is a test that's out there for anybody that has breast tissue. It just so happens that women have more breast tissue more times than not than men. But men still have breast tissue. And so sometimes we'll mammogram it, and sometimes we will ultrasound it. Okay, so what do you do? All right, so you have some issues, okay? And you're like, all right, well, I don't like the way this looks. Get it checked out. Our job as doctors is to make sure that it's nothing medical. We'll check your hormones. We'll check your thyroid. We'll check your liver. Okay, so we'll do basic blood tests, okay? And then we will get either the mammogrammed, ultrasounded, or if we think it's just fat deposits, we may leave it alone. I usually like to get a specialist involved because many men, by the time they come to see me, they're like, I want these removed. And there is surgery. There are surgical procedures done for men now. And, you know, many women are like, wait, really? Guys are getting cosmetic surgery and they yell at us women. Well, you know, if it shows through the shirt, many men are very uncomfortable with it. You know, and I don't blame them. I mean, you know, I'm uncomfortable with the way my breasts look. I had to wear a dress yesterday. It was ridiculous. There was no way. I tried to wear scarves, just something to make myself less, you know, boobalicious and difficult. And they're a pain. So I could totally see why men would want to, you know, do something about that. But again, don't start, you know, going for cosmetic surgery before we know what's going on. Yeah, there's liposuction they could do. There's a scalpel type surgery. But here's the thing, okay? You know, you have breast tissue there. I would strongly urge that you make sure it's evaluated and that it gets sent to pathology. I would just want to make sure that you don't have, if it's a new onset, any growth that could be significant for breast cancer. All right, but, you know, moobs or male gynecomastia, common thing. All right, get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is scary. There is a man from Vietnam who has suffered from a strange condition that caused him to lose his nose, eyes, and the roof of the mouth. But it wasn't cancer. Hung Van Dat, 51 years old, of Saigon, was diagnosed with an unnamed flesh-eating disease. He is confined to a bed, cannot eat, well, speak, or see. But his mind is perfectly strong. He can touch and hear his wife. In 2004, he started having nosebleeds 3-4 times a day. Doctors diagnosed him with a deviated nasal septum and operated on him with his, I guess, at the septal area. However, later, when he drank water, it ran through his nose through a hole in the roof of his mouth. So he underwent a second surgery. The hole kept getting bigger. So I guess they had to put a nose bridge in, et cetera. And they didn't know why he kept, you know, having his face deteriorate. Well, even though I don't believe they know the name of this particular bacteria, they think that's what's going on. So when we know more about this, we'll let you know. But pretty scary stuff. You know, people will always say, why didn't he go to the doctor sooner? Well, he did. Okay, he went to the, you know, he had a, you know, a hole in the septum, so they had to fix it. Then he had a hole in the roof of the mouth. You know, these things sometimes go very, very slow. You know, you can take cultures, and sometimes these bacteria will elude that. A lot of times, you know, ear, nose, and throat doctors, while they're fixing, they'll take cultures. They'll want to know what bacteria is sitting there. They'll want to make sure you don't get a secondary infection. So I'm not sure how things are done in Vietnam, but that's how they do things out here. But my recommendation to you is if you have something that continues, keeps coming back, something's not right, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. And we've talked about this previously in the week. You know, what to do if you think you're going to be misdiagnosed or somebody is not going to think that your situation is more serious as you do. Ask them. Go, look, is this going to continue to put holes in my face? And then if so, can I have something a little bit more than just a nasal bridge? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the death toll in a salmonella outbreak that has been linked to Mexican cucumbers has now grown to 3 nationwide. And according to 12 News Now, there's evidence exists that the produce was distributed in more states than initially thought, according to the CDC. Now, the number of cases of Salmonella puna linked to slicer cucumbers supplied by Andrew and Williamson Fresh Produce of San Diego, has increased by a third to 558 since last week. The cucumbers were said to have been distributed in 24 states, but 33 states have reported salmonella cases linked to the vegetable. Maybe some people have the cucumber and then they go, I had to stay with their cucumber, and then they eat it. Now, it's not funny, because now we've had three people die in those 558 people that are sick. 20% of the illnesses reported have occurred in California, but eight states have had more than 20 cases each, the CDC said. One death has been reported in each of three states, Arizona, California, and Texas. The U.S. FDA investigation determined that the firm Rancho Don Juanito de RL de CV in Bajo, Mexico, was the primary source of cucumbers shipped to Andrew and Williamson, the agency said. It issued an import alert for the cucumbers on September 14th. Okay? No, we're still talking about this. This is important, guys. This all relates to you. Andrew and Williamson's September 4th recall of limited edition brand cucumbers sold between August 1 and September 3rd also led, gotta follow me on this, to Parlier, California-based custom produce sales recall September 11th of Fat Boy label cucumbers, as well as unlabeled cucumbers from the distributor. Now, I know looking at this, you're like, you know what? There's no way I'm going to figure out what the heck, which cucumber. I'm just going to skip all cucumbers. No, don't. The cucumbers grown at Rancho Don Juanito typically have a length of 7 to 10 inches and a diameter of 1.75 to 2.5 inches. They say if you are unsure if your cucumber has been recalled and it's still sitting around the house, ask your grocer. At a store, the cucumbers typically are sold in a bulk display without packaging or plastic wrap, according to the FDA. When in doubt, don't eat it, sell them, or serve them. Okay, now, this salmonella bacteria is serious stuff. Okay, you get salmonella, you can have diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, and it doesn't happen right away. It can take about 12 hours, anywhere 72 hours, because the bacteria have to multiply, set up shop, and then start the reaction. So many times you'll get diarrhea first, before the rest of your body defense mechanisms kick in to the point that you feel them. Children younger than 5, adults older than 65, and others with weakened immune systems can, and unfortunately, not do well with this type of illness, and unfortunately they could get sepsis. So antibiotics have to be administered immediately. An elderly woman in Arizona who had serious underlying health conditions was unfortunately the most recent victim in Pima County, Arizona. So, take these seriously. I just had cucumbers last night. I was at a place. We had some salad. They had some cucumbers on there. Actually, it was a little buffet. So I took some cucumbers. I like the cucumbers. I mean, I don't like cucumbers, but they're an easy vegetable to eat and get in you without thinking that you're eating a vegetable. But if you can't, you don't have the power to wash them off, when in doubt, find out. All right. So fruits and vegetables are very, very important to weight loss. All right. And so a lot of us will go, you know what? I'm just going to eat a bowl full of grapes. Okay. And that will be my dessert. But then you start to kind of scratch your head going, why aren't I losing weight? Well, according to a CNN report, research from Harvard University, they found that, certain types of food can either add weight or prevent weight loss efforts. They say it's important to figure out certain vegetables that could pile on pounds on your body, and you might not even be aware that you're gaining weight because you're thinking you're eating fruits and vegetables. Eating at least 7 daily portions of fruit and vegetables will probably be the best for you as opposed to eating the other crap, but you got to know which fruits and vegetables to eat. Professor Brian Radcliffe said one of the possible benefits of consuming plenty of fruit and vegetables is people eating the highest levels are more likely to display healthy characteristics. Okay, let's just get to it. All right, so where did they go? All right, there we go. All right, so they say add blueberries and pears to your diet and cut out potatoes, cut out corn, and cut out peas. Oh, I can't stand peas. I don't really understand why the hell pea is even considered a vegetable. It's one of the stupidest looking things I've ever seen. A pea, really? That's supposed to make me healthy? The split pea soup? Then they take the pea and they split it. Split pea soup is one of the most disgusting foods out there. God, I remember my mom making me eat split. Oh, my gosh. Disgusting. All right, split pea soup. Okay, so peas, they say you can maybe cut that out. Other fruits most strongly linked to weight loss were apples, pears, strawberries, and grapes. Oh, good, grapes were linked to it. Researchers also found that those who ate an extra serving of corn a day gained nearly a kilogram over a four-year period. So that's 2.3 pounds. So if you eat an extra serving of corn a day, you gain an extra 2.3 pounds in 4 years. Generally, there are two types of vegetables according to their carbohydrate content. You got the starchy vegetables, and those have the high carbohydrates, and then you got the non-starchy. Starchy vegetables are high carbohydrate, high, give a lot of energy sources, like your potatoes, etc., your rice, corn. See, I wouldn't think rice would be, rice isn't a vegetable. But green plants do produce starch and many staple foods like potatoes and rice. But there's also the non-starchy vegetables that have less carbohydrates. A serving of 1/2 cup to 1 cup of those non-starchy vegetables gives you 5 grams of carbohydrates and 25 grams of your, calories, 25 calories. Why aren't they telling us what the good vegetables are? All right, here we go. I see some. Beans and broccoli. Beans and broccoli helped you lose weight. They looked at 133,000 adults in the United States, and they said if you ate an extra handful of blueberries each day, you lost more than a half a kilogram over a four-year period. So you lost an extra pound. 1 pound in 4 years if you ate blueberries every day. That's fine by me. The benefits of increased consumption were better if you had berries, apples, pears, tofu, soy, cauliflower, cruciferous, and green leafy vegetables. Increased satiety, they said, and increased nutritional benefit. All right, so, you know, this kind of really isn't teaching us anything new. I mean, I think we knew that eating a bunch of potatoes wasn't really going to help you with your weight. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Corn, also a starch. I think we all knew that. I think the big shocker here was the peas. But if any of you guys eat peas, I mean, please do, because I don't want to eat them. Somebody has to. We have talked about many times fruits, okay? Fruits that are higher in carbohydrates like oranges, bananas, apricots, cherries, grapes, mangoes, pineapples, pears. Those could, see, now they're talking about how pears and grapes have high sugar. They do. They have a higher glycemic index. You also got to be careful with your fruit juices. When you go more for the berries, like your strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, boysenberries, cranberries, those are a little bit more sour. Those have less carbohydrates, less sugar. All right? You like that? I taught you something? 1-877-TALK-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 7 servings, they said, people. 7 servings, and they can't be all fruit. They got to be salad. I told you guys. And the dark green salad, not like the iceberg salad that's full of water. Mushrooms they didn't talk about, but I don't know what the hell a mushroom is. It's a fungus. So I don't know how the hell that's supposed to help you. Right? It's a fungus. I mean, funguses need water. So I guess I would say it would suck out extra water from your intestine. I'm not a big fan of mushrooms. I think they taste like crap. The only time I've ever tolerated a mushroom is there was a mushroom ravioli where the ravioli is so drenched in sauce that you can't taste the mushroom. And those shiitake mushrooms, I have no idea what the hell they are. Some people say, yeah, I'm having a mushroom, a shiitake mushroom. It looks like I'm eating a burger. Don't try to make me think I'm eating a burger. It's a mushroom. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, you know, diabetes is in my family. And I've always been told that if I don't want to get diabetes, I need to watch my weight. I need to not eat a bunch of crap. I need to avoid alcohol. I need to exercise more. I know. I know. I don't know if I have blood pressure, but if I did have high blood pressure, maybe all I have to do is follow what this study found. They say if you take blood pressure medicine at night instead of during the day, it may help prevent type 2 diabetes. Woohoo, man. So give me some amlodipine. Here we go. All right. Spanish researchers found that taking blood pressure medications at bedtime rather than waiting until morning may cut the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by more than half. People with high blood pressure tend to suffer from a phenomenon called non-dipping, in which their blood pressure does not substantially decrease during sleep as it does in healthy people. In this initial study, the investigators found that you non-dippers out there tended to have an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared with people whose blood pressure did dip and decrease normally during sleep. A follow-up clinical trial by the same research group revealed that taking the high blood pressure medications right before bed help lower a person's sleeping blood pressure and then risk of type 2 diabetes. For every 14-point decrease in a person's average sleeping systolic blood pressure, the top number, they experience a 30% reduction in their risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So, this is some pretty powerful stuff. That's a pretty powerful statement. Pretty gutsy to say. All right, so why are they connected? Well, you got adrenaline, you got angiotensin, you got these hormones, okay? And they're both a part of blood pressure and diabetes, according to Dr. Zachary Bloomgarden, clinical professor of medicine at Mount Sinai Icahn School of Medicine in New York City. So a number of blood pressure medications that specifically target these angiotensins. A lot of you guys are on medicines called ACE inhibitors, like lisinopril, benazepril, zestril, ramipril, or you're on ARBs. Both affect angiotensin. ARBs are Cozaar, Hyzaar, Benicar, Diovan, Atacand, or medicines that end in TAN, like Losartan, okay? Those kinds of medicine. So they say angiotensin could contribute to increased sugar release from the liver and decrease insulin sensitivity. So usually we give you guys these angiotensin blockers because it seems to help protect your kidneys when you have diabetes. We don't seem to see as many people need dialysis with diabetes anymore, as long as we put them on these angiotensin receptor blockers, all right, or ACE inhibitors. They say drugs that target the angiotensin receptors, like the ARBs and the ACE inhibitors and beta blockers, they were associated with a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Even beta blockers, your beta blockers, your atenolol, propranolol, Inderol, those. So they say after showing that reduced blood pressure and sleep was associated with low risk of type 2, researchers decided to see whether taking an entire daily dose of one or more blood pressure medications at bedtime could drive your diabetes risk down even more. So they looked at 2,000 people who had high blood pressure but no diabetes. They were randomly assigned to take their blood pressure medicines either first thing in the morning or right before bed. Then they followed them for 6 years. 171 of the 2,000 people developed type 2 diabetes. Study volunteers in the bedtime treatment group had a significant reduction in their blood pressure, with non-dipping occurring in only 32% of their group, as opposed to the 52% who took it in the morning. And the study found that the risk of developing diabetes was 57% lower in the bedtime group, the people that took the medicine in the bedtime. So, I know they were all jumping around in their pajamas going, yee-haw. So, specifically, they said the odds of type 2 diabetes dropping 61% for people taking these medications at bedtime compared to the morning is pretty damn good. ACE inhibitors at night, odds went down 69%, even better than the ARBs, the Losartan class. People on beta blockers reduce their odds of blood sugar decrease by 65%. Okay. I usually tell my patients to take their blood pressure medicine at night because a lot of them complain that their blood pressure medicine makes them a little tired. I also worry because a lot of you guys that have blood pressure spikes in the middle of the night, that's unfortunately the most deadliest time for heart attack. or stroke. So I like to make sure that your blood pressure is lower than I don't want to say than it should be, but more on the lower side of things than on the higher side of things. Because when you sleep, it can be very, very deadly. So many times I'll tell patients, not so much at bedtime, because some of you guys go to bed at midnight, and then the medicine starts to kick in 2-3 in the morning, and then you wake up at 5. So I tell you guys to take your blood pressure medicine at dinner. This way, by the time you go to bed, and hopefully you go to bed, you know, within a few hours of dinner, you end up having the effects of the blood pressure medicine. And I've been pretty happy with that, and my patients seem to be pretty happy. Many of you guys can't stand blood pressure medicine because you're worried about the sexual side effects. But listen, you having bad diabetes, or you not having good oxygenation, it's affecting your sex abilities anyway. So I know a lot of you guys would swap sleep for sex anytime. I used to, but not good when we're trying to stave off diabetes. So take your blood pressure medicine if your doctor recommends that you get it in you every day. And, well, this is what I would really recommend also. Get a sleep study. These sleep studies look at your blood pressure readings. And I would love to see what the hell is happening to you when you guys are sleeping. If when you're sleeping, your blood pressure is spiking, when does it spike? What time? Okay? And there's a way to tell and test when your medicine kicks in. Okay? On one of your days off, okay, let's say your blood pressure is high. You take the medication, and then you do half-hour blood pressure checks. Okay? And you just take your blood pressure every half hour. Do it on your day off. Have an alarm. Do it. Taking your blood pressure is like 2 minutes. Okay, you do that every half hour. And then you mark your blood pressure, mark the time. You can do it, you know, for a couple days, all right? And see if you notice, wow, well, when I take my Norvasc, or if I take my ACE inhibitor, if I take my beta blocker, it looks like 2.5 hours later my blood pressure, you know, seems to go down to normal. Then it stays that way for a few hours, starts to come back up. So it looks like I have maybe about 8 hours or 12 hours of protection. Some of you guys may have 24 hours of protection. But it would be very interesting for you to study that. It really would. This way you have an idea of how many hours it takes to kick in. Mind you, the reason why a lot of doctors don't urge you guys to do that is because it could be difficult if you're already on blood pressure medicine that's already protecting you from the day before. You know, some of these medicines have longer term protection. They can protect you for a week with your blood pressure. So sometimes that's difficult. But it would be very interesting to see even a mild change if you're about 10 or 15 points lower during certain times of the day. I think that could be pretty helpful. And then at that point, then you could figure out when you want to do the take the medication prior to bedtime. But get a sleep study. You need to find out if you're having spikes at 4 in the morning, if you're having them at 5 in the morning, so that you make sure you're in good blood pressure control. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we got some pretty interesting studies that came out. We have a man who was paralyzed, able to walk again. This was a 21-year-old who had, I guess, become paralyzed when he was driving home from work on his motorcycle. We're going to tell you what happened to him and his story. Pretty cool stuff. We also have a teenager who won an award because she was able to invent a new, cheap, and fast test for Ebola. She wins the Google Science Fair and wins a $50,000 scholarship. Pretty cool stuff. And then I think we have one other really cool, where was that? Dang. All right. No, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Bruce. Quirky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial life.